Thumb up.
Wow.
I never get tired of that.
Welcome to Look Radio.
Welcome to Look Radio.
Welcome to Look Radio.
Welcome to Look Radio. Have you all had a good day at Look Radio Live today?
Wow, they lie so politely in America.
Okay, so what we're going to talk about in this particular...
Well, first of all, we used to do this in the shows. Those of you who listen to the show will remember this. We should say, this show may contain swearing. Now, I do believe I saw, like, a three-year-old around. So we probably want to watch out for that kind of thing.
Yes. So, anyway, would you like to explain? You seem to have written the software that's running our show today. What's what we're going to talk about?
I have. Well, it says here, introduce ourselves.
Okay. My name is Brad Pitt.
Oh, really?
You sounded aroused.
No,
then.
You could be that kid that mailed the show. My name is John O'Bacon.
Thank you. My name is John O'Bacon, and
I'm Adam Sweet.
I'm Stuart Langridge.
And I'm Chris Proctor.
Welcome to Lug Radio.
Right, okay, so we're going to talk today about, obviously, a little bit of Lug Radio Live, and we're going to give some prizes away, because, first of all, we like to give other people's stuff away, and there's been some quite cool stuff happening so far. We're also going to talk about Langridge. What's your segment?
Oh, right, I'm looking at the thing, yeah. Oh, we're not supposed to call it that, either.
In the interest of the children.
Well, yes, absolutely. Since I saw the three-year-old, we have decided to title this segment, Screw You, Stupid Users.
As opposed to the original working title, until we saw the children around.
Which was slightly different, you know.
Proctor, do you know what we're going to talk about?
You've had a blank cover.
No, we're going to talk about litigation and open source and whether it has a big effect on things.
Yes.
It'll make more sense when we do it.
In a nutshell, when we organise a Lug Radio Live in the UK, we'll basically find a shed somewhere and people show up. Over here, if I want to bend over and scratch my arse, I've got to get the approval of the unions. So does this harm open source? Does this mean people can't run events such as Lug Radio Live? So.
Yeah.
And we'd like to hear some feedback from some other people. So, let's go.
I'm introducing this one. Right. This one's called Screw You, Stupid Users. And...
Oh, and it starts with a F on there.
Shush.
I'm sorry.
Did I not mention the three-year-old, right?
Can't spell yet.
This kind of came about as part of an argument we were having, where... What were we talking about? We're talking about usability. And we went round and round and round about, well, obviously we need to make these, we need to make software more and more usable so people can use it. And eventually Chris and I snapped and said, is there not a base limit below which we can say, you're too stupid to own a computer?
So wrong.
I suspect we have some usability engineers in the room.
Mr. Bacon, yes. Because he was desperate to defend the rights of people too stupid to own a computer being someone too stupid to own a computer, decided to chip in on the other side of the argument, and Adam went along with him.
Yeah.
So...
That's a crime.
Pour forth your wrongness.
You're full of shit, Langridge. If you just say, oh yeah, you've got to be of a certain technical prowess, then we let people like Emacs users rule the world.
Yay!
Oh dear.
You can shut up.
Right. You're not coming back tomorrow, those four guys.
Notice those four guys. Yeah.
And I need to be very, very clear about this. I have to say, when I say, yes, it's important that we have a baseline level, people who think Emacs are good are not helping my argument. Shut the fuck up. The baseline level is not brain surgeon.
Let's see what this group of, I was going to say beautiful
heavily
people.
Heavily technical people who are all clever enough to own a computer.
So, put your hands up if you believe that we should basically say no to stupid users. Who agrees with that? Depends how stupid.
Yeah.
What's your definition of stupid?
Okay, so... Do you think it's reasonable at some point, at any point, someone keeps coming back with questions to say, look, I don't think you're going to be able to grasp this. Maybe do something else. Who would agree with that?
Right, now the thing is, I think that's quite a reasonable point, right? But, I mean, We're looking at this.
And we've already convinced Adam. Jonathan Bacon versus the rest of us.
Thank you, by the way.
We're looking at this from a Linux point of view, a free software point of view, an open source. We want people to use our software. If you believe that free software and open source is the way forward to produce better software and to make the world a better place, I think it's hard to justify that point of view.
But a computer is essential. The processor has more parts in it than pretty much anything else ever made. They are the most complicated thing you can build.
Yeah,
or humanity has ever built. Why should they be so easy that, you know, your average lobotomized...
The human body is a fairly complicated thing, but stupid people can still beat off, can't they?
Yep.
Hell yeah! Once again, Jono and Adam defend the right of stupid people and beating off.
I'm not sure I meant
Sorry,
to say
Adam,
that.
I don't think I really kind of pushed out case there.
I'm just blushing now, actually. I just realised what I just did. There's a room full of like 300 people. I just proudly punched the air.
Do you think it's reasonable, say, for people to be able to drive a car without passing a driving test? Absolutely, right? So, Jono, presumably you would think that anybody, cars ought to be simple, right? And the fact that you could mow a load of people down, that doesn't really matter. Bullshit, my computer explodes all the time. Dude has a point, although there is my Dell laptop, there it is.
The thing is, though, right, is that I think that making computers easy for people is a solvable problem. I mean, some people who live in, let's say, for the sake of argument, Texas.
Really? Have we got some Texans here? Stick your hands up.
Hang on, no, I've got the perfect thing, right?
Here it comes. Are you ready for this, right?
There is one human being who I know, and is a good friend of mine, who appears to be very stupid. But he's actually extremely clever. Right,
is this me again?
No. Ben Collins. This man, stand up. This guy looks like he loves NASCAR, doesn't he? He's like elite colonel dude, right? There you go.
What do you mean, there you go?
So he's a smart person, therefore can use a computer.
What kind of flavours bullshit argument is that? I'll tell you what, right? Yes, we should define people who are too stupid to own a computer as a kernel hacker. Yes.
But it just goes to show that when you're born and the whole world is against you...
Oh, man. This is going the wrong way.
There are two important things my mic here, right? First of all, my definition of the stupid users is not just people who wear baseball caps.
Though in the UK, that actually does apply.
And secondly, Ben, we need him for another couple of segments after this, so if you could not stab him in the eye for another 45 minutes, that'd be great. No, I mean, seriously, do you honestly believe... Take the car thing as an example. Should you be able to drive a car without passing a test?
Now, you see, when I first got into Linux, my dad...
Avoiding the question by any chance there?
Eh?
Are you avoiding the question?
No, this is...
So it's a simple yes or no.
This has got a salient and wise point attached to the back of it, right? When I started using a computer, started using Linux... And my dad, as he tends to do, gets a bit over-enthusiastic at times. He came in with one of those 10-minute guides, little books. It says, 10-minute guide to Linux. And he said, I'm going to learn Linux. I thought, no, you're fucking not. You're going to fail at Linux. And he came through, and he wanted me to help him. And every, you know, he was trying to figure out various switches to PS, right? This is how far back it was. But I thought, at that time, I thought, you need a driving license to drive a car. Therefore, you need a driving license to use a computer, because he's too stupid. Right? But...
This is the man where you share half of his genes, right?
Yeah, and your mum's the other half.
believe me, you're welcome to her.
I had a gag to make there, but I'll leave it.
Right, move on.
So, people doing the video, if you could just snip that bit out. That would be No, actually, no, because my mum's too stupid to own a computer. Going to be fine.
But anyway, computers since then have got easier, right? He's been able to... Well, Linux has certainly got easier. He's able to use Linux now. He uses Ubuntu on his laptop.
Okay.
He originally couldn't use it, but the problem has been solved to a degree. I'm not denying that there is a cut-off point, right?
So my argument that there should be a cut-off point, you've now said you're acknowledging it. So I've won and that's the end of the
but
segment.
But your cut-off point is basically anyone who is not you.
Yes.
You can't deny this
language. I don't think that's true.
You're a minority of one in every case.
As someone who isn't hack, I think I'm quite smart enough to use a computer. Thank you very much.
Well, the thing is, right, obviously everybody here has probably got a PC, right? Think about the people that we're considering too stupid to own a PC. First of all, how do you mark people as being the stupid ones, right? You can't do a test, right? Everybody needs a computer these days. You can't, I mean, yeah, people are stupid. But stupid people normally die anyway, so it's not so bad. You can't just cut people out of being part of the progressive world just because they're fucking stupid. I mean, they're doing a good job for themselves, right? But
and arguably, one of the things that we talk about with the internet and open source is that it unlocks doors for all these people. You know, people can educate themselves and not spray graffiti on walls. They can use Blender if they can understand a million buttons on one interface. But, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm possibly making your point. But the point is that technology is there to enable people.
Should we just go away and let you argue both sides of the question? So your definition of, you know, we should allow people to get it, we shouldn't cut people off, is we say, don't do graffiti, use Blender.
So anyway, let's turn this to the audience. Who has got an opinion on this? A strong opinion? Anyone want to make a comment? You.
Dude with the hat.
Let's pass the mic. Dude with the sideburns. Yeah, you. With the yellow T-shirt.
Crew member.
Is your name Woot? Are you the Woot guy?
Yes.
This guy's name's actually Woot. That's not worth a point.
No, that's actually my personal gang sign.
Your name is Woot. Sorry, you had a point to make.
I mean, as the interfaces get smarter, we can actually bring computers to dumber people, right? So, the command line is not a smart interface, right? It's not an interface at all, right? You have to know, right? So an interface is like where the computer interfaces with you, right? It's like, what do you want to do? If it's blindingly obvious, then less technically minded people are going to be able to go, oh, I know exactly what to do, because the interface tells me.
It went all very hippie-ish towards the end of that. Yeah, so you're basically saying that you should educate people. Is that kind of...
No, I mean, I think what you're saying is basically the software, if it's not obvious what you're supposed to do, then it's not well designed in the first place. Is what you're saying.
Well, but
he's
going
to come and kick my ass now.
He's big as well. Look at him. Hang on, he's the guy who was dressing him.
Yeah, actually, I made Kynan's dress. Very sexy, yeah, by the way. Well, no, I mean, like, I don't know if anyone ever used anything called Microsoft Quick Basic.
Yep.
No? Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, so that was really easy, right? Wasn't it? I mean, and also, like, I know this is... Okay, guys, don't throw anything at me, but, like, Microsoft Visual Studio, right? It's like, you don't even have to know how to program, right? Because the interface is... It kind of helps you and tells you what do you want to do, you know, and you're kind of having an interaction with the computer. It's smart. It's very smart. So the smarter that we make the interface, the better it is for our users.
Sing it, brother.
To be honest, I failed to accept any point about things being easy from someone who's referencing Visual Basic.
I mean...
Invalidate any point you ever want to make.
I'm missing something here, right? We're talking about... program. So you say you don't even need to know how to program to use Visual Studio. I don't want to disappoint you, right? If I put Visual Studio in front of my dad, and then he said, what I want to do is play MP3s, and I say, here is Visual Studio, write yourself an MP3 player. Right? I'll be honest with you, I think then my brother would get the house, and I wouldn't. So, I mean, anyone who can do any programming at all is quite clearly above my baseline. I'm talking about people who go back into the shop and complain because they can't find the any key.
All right, so we have a statement from Ryan.
Question, actually.
Question.
I think the baseline should be set really, really, really low, but there should be one. And it should be the mental capacity to handle literacy. I'm not saying previously educated in literacy. I'm saying if the computer can't teach you how to read and write, then you're probably not smart enough to use it.
I don't want to make his point again, right?
But are you gonna? Because I'm right and you aren't.
When I consider stupid people in this discussion, right, I'm assuming they're reading and writing. They're ultra stupid people.
Are we talking like the Darwin Awards here? Like two people that crawled in a big fucking helium-filled balloon to make themselves speak funny, and they suffocated because the balloon went smaller because they let the helium out, and then they just got their legs trapped in, and then all they could breathe was helium. Yeah. Are we talking that stupid?
That, the kind of people who carry liquids through security on the way to San Francisco. Those kind of people.
Oh. Yeah. We nearly got investigated by the feds, man. And he took a photo of me, and they swamped him.
Standing there underneath the great big sign saying, no photography.
And no bottles.
Or it's the special bum search for you.
The bum I believe it was called the bum chamber, wasn't it?
Yes, we nicknamed it the bum chamber.
Hang on, is everyone here thinking, is that homeless people in
bum
the stats?
Chamber. Where they put all the homeless people.
Possibly a language barrier. Yeah. Next question.
I am just waiting for a language barrier, believe me.
Assuming that this question is for a very long term, I think computers will be smart enough to read dumb people's minds anyway. and then you have to really think about that point, but then, you know, they will use a computer, or a computer will use them.
Must agree with Bush. Must agree with Bush. Must agree with Bush.
It'd be funny when the computer reads somebody's brain and then it crashes. User error.
I'm a bit disc worried empty. That this guy here thinks we're already in the Matrix, though. I mean,
we're getting close.
This is Eddie, right? You're
Singularity
Eddie.
Is near.
Yeah, you did the packaging talk. Are you're actually packaging the Matrix for us, aren't you?
Packaging the Matrix?
Yeah.
I don't think he is he?
No, sorry.
That's quite
next question. Move on quickly.
Next point.
Does someone have a point? Someone got a microphone.
Stan, okay. I've been wondering if, is it a matter of interest? Because I got into this argument with somebody before, and my brother, who owns one computer that does paint mixing, he builds hot rods, custom bikes, the sort of thing you see on TV.
I bet he runs Gentoo, doesn't he?
No. He's phenomenal. He understands stuff that I have absolutely no concept when it comes to that. But he has no interest in computers. So that doesn't necessarily make him stupid, because the things he does are way beyond me. I just have not that interest. So is it a matter of interest versus natural intelligence?
Absolutely. So, I mean, is it reasonable to say to your brother, you know, if he says, I can't do this on the computer, you say that's because you're not really very, very, very good with computers. That's fine. I can't do hot rods. You can't do computers.
So there we go. It seems we are divided.
Yeah, so
and
what,
I'm right.
Vote.
Well done. Nice one. Thank you. Okay. All right. So
we're going to give you some people some stuff.
We're going to give you some shit. Excellent. We've got the surprises, which are in here. The what?
Where is the three-year-old?
Where is the who's got the child? Nathan had a kid with him.
Nathan's gone.
It's taken home.
Yeah, they went back to the pool. They get a pool in their hotel.
We don't.
We get
so
fail.
We get syphilis in our hotel.
You shouldn't have said that, should you?
Hang on, there's two kids over there.
Oh.
Okay, sorry about that.
Right, so we've got some prizes to give away, okay, I'm going to go through this in the right order, because we've got it written down here. So first of all, best exhibition. We've had some fantastic... Any particular thoughts on the exhibition? Who?
Yeah. Hold on, let me just point this out, because in about a week or so, there's loads of people going to be listening to this, and they're not here. The crowd are waving at Kynan and cheering.
Yes,
indeed.
Naked man, woman thing.
Barely. So, what's
he exhibiting?
Himself.
What do you think?
Let's please not go there. We've already seen
No, stop.
Show it up. Go and shake it, Kynan. Shake it.
I believe he's going to demonstrate a fruit bowl in a moment.
So, best exhibition. Any thoughts? Threats on Fire, anyone else?
Anybody else?
Overwhelming.
Urban Suzu. OLPC? OLPC? Gnome? Anything else?
Yeah.
Dice for the beer.
Free beer definitely is winning here, isn't it?
Well, we've made a decision, right? We believe the best exhibition that's been here is easily... Well, not easily, they're all good.
Wait, yeah.
Right.
Oops.
Half of our audience, man, are sitting there going, come on, it's me, he's a wanker.
Fred's on fire.
Fred's on fire, give him a big round of applause.
All right, Press on Fire, dude, come up here.
You have to come up here.
You took the hardest possible route to get to the stage. All right, he doesn't need that. He needs to grab some stuff. What are we actually giving these people? Just something from here. All right, hang on.
Just take a book, take a bag.
No. Ready for this?
The official Ubuntu book, written by a fantastic bunch of authors.
Now, bear with me. Right? This is the official Ubuntu book written by, among other people, John O'Bacon.
Yes.
That's the second edition we've got there. Which edition is it up to now?
The second edition.
Which edition are they just about to put out?
Third edition.
Whose name isn't on the third edition?
Your name.
Who else's name?
My name. Maybe. Yeah, this has been keeping my doors closed. Anyway, so no, thank you to Prentice Hall for sending these.
Yes, absolutely.
From there.
Thank you to Prentice Hall.
Yeah,
that
it's
was
a
cool.
Grab bag.
Take a bag, man.
His underpants are in there.
Yeah, my pants are in there. Give him a good.
Okay, so next.
Next ward.
Thanks, man. Take a bag. Yeah.
Well played, Brett's on fire.
All right. All righty. Now.
The Rufflecopter.
All right, so this is the Rufflecopter. This is for the most amusing thing that we've seen. Someone who's taken a ride on the Rufflecopter, or the Lollocopter was the other one, and the Lollerskates.
You can see we actually spend a lot of time planning stuff and giggling about our own ideas.
It's all about us.
But yes, the funniest thing we have seen, which... To be honest with you, there wasn't much contest in this, was there?
Well, hang on, although, a late contender.
Well, yeah, there was a late contender, but we'd already made the decision by this point.
So, yeah, do you want to announce, Ak?
I'll go for it. I think quite clearly the most amusing thing of the whole show so far has got to be Aaron Naked Bockover. Where are you, brother?
Come on, Aaron, where are you?
Let's give him a big round of applause.
Where is he?
Aaron, good point, right? I had to do this last year. And I can say, it takes some balls to do this, but as we've all seen in Aaron's case, that clearly wasn't...
Now, hang on. The other thing about Aaron is that not only does he look appalling in a pair of pants, right? Underpants. You took our language and butchered it. He had a birthday recently, didn't you?
He's looking...
A couple of weeks ago?
What the fuck are you on about?
And Aaron is 12.
We want to say congratulations, Aaron.
Let's
on his 12th birthday.
Here's your 12th birthday cake.
There we go. All right, Aaron. Let's have a sing song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hang on, have you got one of the
stuff? Happy birthday to you.
Aaron brutally violates the underage drinking laws. Thank you very much. Yes, we would like to say thank you very much.
Well done, man. Thanks
what a man.
Aaron Bockover.
Really appreciate it.
Aaron.
Okay, the next one, this is the one where you all get to pay attention a bit. Everybody stand up. Stand up. Everybody, everybody stand up.
This is going to be difficult for all the people that are already standing up because they've got nowhere else to go.
Shut up, man.
But what are they going to do when everybody sits down?
They can sit down.
They can sit down.
We have carpet and everything.
Right. Okay, so this is for the people who've travelled the furthest to get to Lug Radio Live. So, hang on, it's people who live in Starbucks downstairs. We're sitting down. Right, if you come from San Francisco, sit down.
Hey, welcome, not that actually, Jesus, that's more than I expected.
If you come from the Bay Area, sit down.
This is going to take a long time, isn't it?
See, this is where our knowledge of US geography starts to fall to pieces. So, what's next?
Right, you ready for me to seamlessly go, if you come from the United States of America, sit down.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Are we included?
I don't think we can win.
Outside
man.
Chance, we might win. Right, what's bigger than the US and smaller than the universe?
North America.
That's like two Canadians sit down. Oh, no, that's actually
there we
right.
go. Four.
Busted.
Right, now we're stuck, aren't we?
Now,
okay.
Yeah, the Americas. If you come from, if you come from right down south, South America, you might have actually come really far.
If you,
says, you want us to measure this.
He says not being... Nothing. Dice paper. Right. Length of the flight?
Sure. You might have, like, a delay. You haven't thought this through, have you?
No.
Shut up. Okay, then if you travelled more than 5,217 miles to get here, sit down.
Yes.
See, you moron.
Shit.
So we'll do it by length of flight, I think. So, if...
What's the best way of doing this?
All right, let's say, if you've spent more than 8 hours on a plane getting over here, right, in terms of actual travelling time, not taking a couple of weeks off in New York.
If you spend less than 8 hours, sit down.
Yes, less than 8 hours, sit down. All right, 10 hours. Oh, bollocks. Anyone from Europe? Hands up.
Hands up from Europe.
Right.
Actually, more importantly, hands up if you're not from Europe.
Where have you come from?
Where the hell have you come from?
Oh, shit.
Hang on. Matt.
Now, hang on, right? I'm used to Australia being a long way away, but my knowledge of geography is a bit shaky. It's a long way from America as well, right?
The Pacific is pretty big, you know.
It's further than Europe.
It's further than Europe.
Okay, so anyone from Europe, sit down.
Anyone from Europe, sit down.
Oh.
This is looking pretty conclusive. Anyone from the moon?
Right, we're going to have to...
Right, which one of you two lives furthest from the airport?
See, they both live in the same house as
they
well.
They
do. One of the guys was on the dunny first.
There's a guy at the back there as well.
Yeah,
where are you
coming
from? There's a guy at the back as well. Where'd the guy at the back come from?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty far as well.
Hang on, and there's another guy at the back. Another guy at the back.
Where? Moscow.
Moscow's further than
Kiev. Have you travelled from Moscow to come to this? You're an imposter, aren't you?
Yeah, that's Moscow, Indiana. So, okay, now we have a problem.
Right,
because we don't know which is furthest out of those three places.
Does anybody, apart from you, know which is furthest?
Is the Wi-Fi up?
No. I mean it, it's not. So which ones have we got now? We've got Kiev, Moscow.
We've got Kiev, Moscow,
and
Australia.
Which bit of Australia? Melbourne. Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know where Malaysia is. I've heard of it.
How many prizes have we got?
Should we just give them all a bunch of prizes? Let's just give them all a bunch of prizes.
All four of you. Down here.
Cool. Man, that dude has gone via Moscow to get here as well, hasn't he? The longest route to the stage.
Right.
Just take some stuff, guys.
Great. We don't want it.
Definitely take an Ubuntu book.
Thank you. Okay. do we actually know which one this is?
Yeah.
We actually picked something for this.
No, we didn't. So we should skip it.
Skip over that.
Skip over it. Right, the next
well,
one.
Well, we had a competition called Shipment to Fail, which was going to be something shit, but nothing that bad actually happened, so.
Nothing worse than Adam getting searched in the airport, anyway.
Oh, yeah, that... Wasn't that the designated winner? Wasn't it me and Jono? You were getting bodily searched in the airport.
It was you and Jono for the full cavity search in
but
the airport.
We can't actually give ourselves prizes, really, so... Next.
Your shipment of fail did arrive on the end of a glove. No, the next one... Is there a guy called Dave Perdue here?
No?
Is he not here?
Let's just kick him in the nuts anyway.
Right. Okay. He was going to get a special award of booting the knackers from me... Because some of you may have seen we did a referrals thing where you could fill in who you were referred by. Dave Perdue put, your mum. So I was going to stab him in the face, but he's not here.
Made us all chuckle.
Next thing, is there a guy called Seth Schneider here?
No.
He's not here either?
He's not here, no.
Well, he was going to get...
Is that him? Is that him?
Seth Schneider,
stand up,
come
man.
Here.
Stand up.
Right.
This
is a guy who we screwed up and made him pay for two tickets because the payment processor thing didn't work. So we thought we'd apologise by giving you...
A free Ubuntu book.
We were going to give you an Ubuntu book, but I felt really sorry for you, so we're going to give you two Ubuntu books.
Feel free to eBay them both.
Cool.
There we go. Right, what's next?
Yep.
Next, man.
Oh, it's time
Theron,
to...
Theron, Ron.
A word from our sponsors. Where's Theron, Ron?
Theron Ron Conway.
Okay.
He's behind us.
He's thieved loads of books, hasn't he? Okay. All right. Theron.
Has he got a microphone?
I always think you're... confuse your name with thalidomide.
Just his name.
This is the man who's given us free beer.
Let's not start making those
gaps.
Does that work?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so Dice are going to give some EEPCs.
Right. Yep, Dice wants to thank Lug Radio, thank all the hard work that Google's done. Yep. Thank everybody for showing up. And we're going to raffle off a couple of EPCs, as well as with the EPC, we're going to raffle off a little KDE gift set. So,
was that like some shower kind of gel and?
That's right.
Some soap.
A douche.
So we'll let Jono. Nice.
Special KDE shower gel in that it looks really pretty, but you can't get the lid off.
Can I just clarify? The word douche, right?
Oh, man.
I was under the impression that I got some funny looks when I said that. I was under the impression that a douche was like a sponge.
Really, really not.
No. So you remember the episode? What was that episode called? The Diva Cup. It's in that direction.
I'm picking one of these.
Yep. So John's going to draw one out, and the winner of the first EPC is
John O'Bacon.
Ian McKellar.
Ian McKellar.
Hey.
Freshman's starring role as Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. Ian McKellar.
And the The second winner.
Okay.
You want you to pull it out and go, John O'Bacon.
Okay, I don't think this person can write, let alone use a computer. Wayne Spear.
Oh, here we go.
Wayne Spear, come and get your EPC.
Yeah! Good man, Wayne.
Thanks, Jono.
What does that say?
Good grief.
We need Aaron Bocco to come and explain this one. He did well with really...
God, it looks like a kind of a fly suicide bombing.
Yeah, it's Chris... it looks like
Kristen...
Before you read this. Before you finish that, the other two EPCs are going to be raffled off tomorrow.
Okay.
At the end of the show.
At the end of the show. Okay, so can I read this out?
That guy's now the saddest guy.
I won't read this, but if you've got shit handwriting... You might have won an EPC.
Hang on to that one.
All right. Okay,
right.
Cool.
Wicked.
Is there anything else?
Last and final prize, which is another EPC, but we don't have it with us because Efficient PC in England donated it to us, and it's still in England, which is actually for the person who did the most referrals.
Yeah, and yes. They're going to get an English plug in it as well.
Yeah.
So enjoy that.
No, they've got adapters, that's fine.
Congratulations, you're going to have to go and buy yourself an adapter.
Okay, and our winner, the person who referred the most people to come to the show, who entirely coincidentally works for Jono, George Castro.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where's George?
Well done, George. We got nothing to give you, man.
George, while you're here, George, do you fancy doing your Miguel de Cazar impression?
Oh, no.
George has got an unnatural talent. Come on.
Let me tell you about the mono.
Hold the mic to.
Mic up.
Oh. Hold it to your mouth, like
what
last night.
What are you doing today? Good. So I want to talk to you about mono, because what I want to do is develop a platform. And how many... We need this for Linux, because it's really good. For example, how many of you use Java? Java? Told you. Nobody uses Java, so I make the mono, and it's good.
Nice. Right. I think that might be the last time ever that Miguel wants to come on the show now.
Right.
Thank you, everyone. And all right, do the thing.
Right. So obviously this is Lug Radio Live US. We quite often, well, in previous years, we have organised Lug Radio Live in the UK, and as they mentioned earlier, it's generally kind of some people in a shed, and it just turns up, and things happen, you know, it's kind of, but we came over, we started organising this, and there's all sorts of things like you need certificates of insurance and union approval and all sorts of kind of sort of legal things.
Yeah, permits and stuff.
Permits and
fire department. Need to see your floor plan and all this kind of stuff.
Just as one example, we had a conference call with Google one evening, and we were talking...
I can't believe you're going to actually say that.
I'm beginning to regret it, to be honest. We had a conference call with Google, and Google said, you know what, you need to make sure that your exhibitors don't bring anything too heavy up, because if it's too heavy, then we need to make sure special people come in, and we pay them a lot of money and all this kind of stuff. That's the way it works in America, okay?
Yeah, you have to get a special crew just to move your stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just move your own stuff.
No, that'd be silly.
If it's big, so you've got to pay somebody to move it for you.
So in the UK, our attitude is basically, if you can't lift it, shouldn't have brought it.
Yes.
Your own fault.
But interestingly, on the same phone call, I was getting a bit kind of worried about this and said, well, hang on a second, is it going to be all right, a small kind of pasty white guy standing on a stage in a thong? Is that all right? Yes, fine. San Francisco, no worries. So we finished the phone call.
We finished the phone call. Ah.
And amazingly, my phone rang immediately afterwards. And the fat sausage-fingered one over there was on the end of it, and he said, so let me get this right, okay? You can shag someone on stage in America, but you can't carry a fucking box up the stairs. Is that right?
Yep.
Apparently,
As far as we can tell, you can have amazing live sex with animals on stage as long as you don't carry a box while you're doing it.
You don't carry with animals.
I'd like to point out right now that the Google people have been immensely helpful setting up this show.
Thank you, Google.
So we're not ragging on you. Yeah. We're very, very grateful.
Specifically, this is Kat and Leslie. They've been absolutely.
And Kynan, of course.
And the glorious Kynan.
Yeah, so we're not ragging on you guys. Yeah. We're actually very grateful for your help. But, man, it's hard work over here. You can't just do a thing, right? You've got to write out the paperwork. How many forms did you fill in for this?
Oh, Jesus. Loads. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're trying to do anything, and we'd have to ring up the whole time and say, are we allowed to do this? And it'll be like, No, you aren't allowed to do that.
We couldn't even light the candles on Aaron's birthday cake because it would cause fire problems. Because it might drop the cake on someone's head.
Just imagine, yeah, you know, I mean, a candle falls on the floor and it's an incredible fire risk. Because what if you couldn't just go... And that would be it.
Well, you might be asthmatic or something.
Absolutely.
Oh, right. Then you'd collapse. And, oh.
I promise that we'll get someone to carry the cake who can actually, you know, breathe. So we had this thought, which is that, and there've been a few people around who said, this is great, you know, coming to Lug Radio Live. We don't often get events like this in the US. And we thought, well, yeah, probably because you get people who start off doing an event like this, and then someone says, oh, but you need a certificate of liability and fire insurance, they just go, fuck this shit, and get out of the pub. So thoughts from all of you, really. I mean, do you think that this sort of thing is actually causing a problem?
Is it just us? I mean, is it just that we don't come from America and therefore find this stuff weird?
Do you got no comparison really, I guess, but do you not find it more difficult to do stuff, cool stuff, and invite people to come along, but you just give up because it's just too much hassle? You do?
Feel the positivity glowing from the audience.
I think the thing is,
we just give up.
To me, right, and maybe to all us Brits, right, it seems that stupid people are always going to harm themselves anyway. It doesn't matter whether you put a fucking sign on your coffee that said, this might be hot. Fuck you, man. Don't be so fucking greedy. Just blow it first or something.
You finished.
I feel pain.
Feel the vitriol spilling out from the stage.
Do you need to have a lie down?
Do you know, like, fucking the people who go to McDonald's, try to sue McDonald's because they eat too much from McDonald's, they get fucking fat because you eat too much. Not because you need a fucking label on it that says, don't eat too much. Fucking work this out, you know what I mean?
Say, no greedy bastard.
If you're too stupid to work this out, man, you should be dead
anyway. Hang on.
Oh, man, right. I'm getting into this this week.
Come on, Adam.
Yeah.
This isn't just you ranting. Someone sued McDonald's because they ate so many burgers they got fat.
Yep. They lost the case in the end, but it went to
court. What kind of idiotic numbnuts thinks they're going to get away with that?
It's like the guy who burgled someone's house, right? Broke into this person's house, on the way out, slipped on some black ice and broke his leg, and then sued the house owners.
I mean, you compare this to, like, the UK, though. I mean, we found out we had a first aider in Lug Radio Live last year because someone broke their hand. And we went, what do we do? And someone came forward and said, yeah, I can do first aid. He's like, thanks. All right, that's nice. The first time we found out about it, you know.
I wonder whether you should have mentioned that.
Actually, yes.
Right.
Really, the thing about this is then, what can be done about it? I mean, if
we have a dude.
You've got people saying that it's, like, inhibiting, you know, you doing cool things. What can be done? There's a chap there.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
All right, let's give him a microphone.
You don't haven't said anything yet.
Don't clap yet.
It's probably going to be shit.
Yeah, I'm just not going to say anything now.
He's going to be a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer, but my name's Ashish, and the problem is that suing people is free here.
Yeah. People get money for nothing.
Well, no, that's not the interesting thing. The interesting thing is that if you file a lawsuit, because lawyers will take your case on the hopes that you might win, and they'll get so much money that they can afford to take 9 out of 10 cases or whatever that won't make the money. So suing you guys or suing whoever is free to the person who claims to be offended. Does that make sense?
It's such an unhealthy culture, though, isn't it? I mean, do you think this is something that's happened?
It's not the most unhealthy thing about our culture, I assure you.
I'll tell you what is the most unhealthy thing about your culture. The most sickening thing I've seen in my entire life.
Breakfast burritos.
Even worse.
Oh, I know what this is.
Oh my God, the Domino's Oreo pizza.
Hang on.
I made a sick in my mouth when I saw that. I was like, does that exist?
Hang on.
I heard also you can subscribe to a pizza service where they'll send you so much pizza a month.
Yeah, I don't think this was supposed to be kind of take the piss out of the Americans.
From the country with deep-fried Mars bars. We are on dodgy ground with that one.
Good point and well argued.
Andy. Don't set the jock off.
Deep-fried pizza.
Mars bars are actually quite nice, but you know.
Okay, so I mean, I would like to say that the people sitting in this room, you're going to take the litigious culture that is America and stop it happening. But realistically, it might be a bit of a reach. So.
You think?
Given the fact that you have this kind of very litigious culture, and if someone slips over the doorway, they sue you, what can open source people who don't have millions and millions and millions of pounds or dollars or whatever.
Or Google to help organise
Or Google
everything.
To help, wait for the Google people because they're not only lovely but rich as well. what can be done about it? I mean, realistically, you know, I'd like to solve the problems of America, but it's really so it makes it easier for us to organise Lug Radio Live USA 2009. So,
do you think it's a case that you have to have someone like Google? Do people think that...
Are the scale guys
Is it a case that we're all so disorganised and going to sue each other that we need someone with enough money to provide enough of a safety blanket to run something like a Lug Radio Live, isn't it? Yeah?
Come to
Canada.
Yeah, all your heads are separated in the head at the door.
Isn't that just America's biggest prison? I'm joking.
We've upset all the Canadians. All four of them here.
Oh, just on the back note of Ashish, remember that this country is now having more law students than doctoral students.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So they all got to get a job somehow. So
it's just one massive law firm.
And then also remember that, remember the phrase about Americans that they're some of the smartest people here in the world, but as a population, it might be the dumbest.
Ah, that's a good point, actually.
I think we had a moment.
Obviously.
I mean, I think we got the top 1% right here.
Can we?
And I do think
so. You said it wrong.
Yeah. Do you want to? Elan's at the back there. The scale chap.
Yeah.
He's
looking around trying
to
find himself.
One of the major organizers of scale there, so it seems like a.
Yeah.
For those people who've not been to scale.
Microphone monkey.
Scale is in Los Angeles every year, and it's a fantastic conference. It's all community run as well. This guy is one of the organizers.
So you do a community conference.
So, one of the things that we had to do in order to put on the event is we had to put together an organization, a nonprofit organization, to be able to take the liability for a lot of these things. Sounds like what we need is similar to the Software Freedom, is it Conservancy? Well, they have a conservancy organization. I forget what it's called, but it sounds like we need something like that for open source events and open source
software
event organizations.
Software Freedom Law Center, is it?
Yeah, but they have a second part that handles for nonprofits, similar to SPI, can take a lot of the things on, can take on the piece of having a legal organization on your behalf and sign things like contracts.
So basically, it's like an umbrella organization.
Exactly, some sort of a meta organization that can represent some of these.
So we could go to them and say, to organize this.
The work out of that for a lot of people. But I mean, on the other side of it, you need somebody that has a lot of experience with this event planning stuff, similar to.
Yeah.
I mean, Kat and Leslie have been doing it for years, and I mean, Gareth and I and the rest of the guys from Scale have been doing it for years, but we just got lucky.
Hang really? On, we, Lug Radio, ought to give you Google money.
Is this enough?
Assuming everyone's going to sign up for Lug Radio AdWords tomorrow morning. Yeah. Absolutely.
Could we get Dice to give you money?
It's like arranging for two of your friends to go on a blind date, you know? Dice and Ghoul, you know? Hey.
There was a chap here with a stripy top on. If you're,
is he French?
Yeah, Elan, forward.
Basically French.
Don't take this out of the man for looking French.
No, I'm not French. Thank you very much.
yeah, come and kick Ack in the nuts.
I didn't even say anything.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say is I'm not a legal expert, but from this perspective, I think California and San Francisco might be kind of the far extreme as far as...
Right, so we've chosen the worst place to...
Basically.
Is New York the same, though? I'd expect New York to be the same.
Probably very similar. Right.
So if we do Lug Radio Live USA 2009 in Power Cable, Nebraska, then that'll be better.
You're good to go.
Hey, actually, right, some dude...
Put your tickets now.
In the pre-registration tickets, some dude had a really wicked address. Is it Zebulon? Some guy's from Zebulon or something.
Isn't that like a planet in Star Trek or something?
Well, that's what I thought, man. Well, it's not here anyway.
Zebulon?
Yeah, it was something like that. Something beginning with a... Right. Cool.
Doesn't surprise me.
He didn't make it anyway, because otherwise it'd be one just going, hell yeah.
Right, Richard M. Stallman over there with the beard.
Actually, I've got some bad news for you guys. Basically, the ability for lawyers to take lawsuits on contingency has now come to Britain.
Oh, shit.
What did he say?
Yeah, now I'm now amazingly happy, thanks, dude. Total unbelievable buzzkill at that point.
We're having such a good time until you stood up.
Shut up, RMS. Someone take his ticket off of him.
Hush. So,
cool.
Well. Do it now. Well, that's going to be my next question. Is this reversible? Do you think we can go back? Do you think we can make it less mental?
I mean, it's a bit like, I guess it's a bit like the new record industry segment we did the other day. My opinion, in the last episode or two, basically my point is that you can't get from where we are now to having a kind of Creative Commons style free culture music industry, because you can't get there from here. If we'd have started there in the first place, we'd be cool now. Does anyone actually think we can get to a easier situation from here?
Yeah? Do you think if... A thousand wings beat that it can change. Do you think if everybody somehow makes a little difference? A thousand wings beat, that was rubbish.
See, these poor guys, these poor people are going to wander back into the world.
Yes!
Yeah.
So why don't we start a new campaign?
Fix the world through mass murder. Sponsored by Lug Radio and Google and Dice.
Do we need... Will we need a certificate of liability insurance just for that? Can't organise anything.
It's not just murder, it's Google murder. I don't think so, to be honest with you.
No.
You're not allowed to just brutally stab an attorney, right? That's not how it works. You're allowed to kick him in the nuts and then stab him.
Yeah, well done, man. Okay.
So, in conclusion, we suck. Let's move on.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're nearly done.
Yeah,
actually, we are nearly done, but This is the point at which we say thank you very much to all the people who have helped us. Now, we've already said thank you to Google, but we're going to do it again.
Yeah.
Right? Leslie and Kat, stand up.
Kynan.
Yeah. Really? These people have been fan-fucking-tastic. Right?
Google is a really big company, obviously staffed with some cool people, but these people are exceptionally cool. They have been so helpful at every step of the way.
If it weren't for these people, I don't generally believe we wouldn't be here. There's no question about it.
No, we really couldn't have done it.
Thank you. I mean, even with the assistance, we wouldn't have been able to get all this shit together. No. These guys have been answering our phone calls, dealing with email, and answering stupid questions for about 3 or 4 months now, maybe longer. And it just wouldn't be anywhere without this.
The other thing, just as a special shout-out to Kynan, who's obviously dressed as
a lady boy.
Lola Ferrari, right?
Claudius.
I've never seen someone work so hard to set an event up as him. He's done absolutely everything, so please give this guy specifically a round of applause. All right.
Okay. Next sponsor is people from DICE.
Yeah, DICE. Where are the DICE people?
Come on, mate.
Come over. Say hello.
Andre, just step forward.
DICE basically got us flown over here.
Yeah.
And we're staying in.
DICE basically got us here. If they hadn't done that, then, you know, you'd all be sitting in this beautiful arena and everything, and we'd have had all the fire certificates. You'd be looking at 4 empty chairs. So
it might have been an improvement, to be honest.
And they also.
They've also allowed us to stay in possibly the shittest hotel I've ever stayed in my life. There's seagulls painted on the wall.
Yeah, they did. Thank you.
Don't knock it till you try it, brother.
And they brought us beer. Next sponsor, where's Jeremy Garcia?
Yeah. Stand up.
Jeremy Garcia from Linux Questions. Stand up. Jeremy gets a special bonus point for going above and beyond the call of duty when I rang him up in a panic and when they won't take my credit card and we have to get all this stuff delivered, otherwise there won't be any programs in the nutsacks. Can you ring them up and sort it out at like 11 o'clock at night?
He's sorted it out.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you very much.
Much appreciated. Yep. And also, Linux Pro Magazine, Ricky and Brian, where are you?
Where are they? They're out the back.
They've been very helpful with promotion.
Been very helpful. Thank you very much.
Just want to tack one additional one on. The Scale people, could you stand up as well? They've done loads of publicity for
they have done
what could
work.
Be perceived as a competing event, but they've been fantastic.
And Gareth. And
yeah. All right.
They have not only been incredibly helpful, but we spent a lot of time mailing them going, so what happens if we do this? And they're like, don't do that, man.
You haven't done the statistics.
Yes.
Yellow people.
Yellow people. People with a yellow crew t-shirt, stand up.
Please.
Yeah. Right? These people, the crew, all we do is swan about all day and eat free Mars bars. Oh, yeah. It's these people who actually do the work. They run the door and they set everything up and they've been fantastic. Thank you very, very much to our crew. Take a bow, all of you crew people.
They've been working since about 8 o'clock this morning. They
worked all day yesterday. They've been working since 8 o'clock this morning.
There are a couple of extra crew people that you can't see, by the way. There's Laura over here, and we've got Tony here behind the desk. We actually brought them over from the UK, and this is like... Tony
and Laura, yeah, they've been fantastic. Are they doing all the videoing and stuff?
Yeah.
And booked us in Alcatraz.
We've got a couple of extra people, you still can't see them. We've got Dan and Eric over here, and these are the people that set up all the cabling, all the power, all the network.
The fact these microphones work is because they've been working hard to do it, you know.
And there's another guy, Alex, who's here somewhere. I'm not sure where he is.
Is Alex still there? No.
Is Alex
here?
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ted.
Ted as well. Hang on, we were getting there. DVD starting in the morning. The DVD will be
available. Right.
DVD sales.
Ted is actually videoing as much of the event as he possibly can. You'll probably see him charging around looking like a madman, looking kind of busy. He's actually videoing the event, and he's going to be selling it on DVDs from tomorrow morning, I believe, yeah? He's got a stand in the exhibition.
Stands over there, yeah.
Amazing how much stuff this guy can fit in a car.
I've never seen so much stuff in one car.
It was unbelievable.
I'm surprised he fit in it, yeah.
It was a reasonably normal-sized car, but it took like 4 people about 15, 20 minutes to unload it. Ted said it normally takes him an hour.
It's full of donuts. I mean, it wasn't any
donuts.
video equipment. But and then the final thing.
There's one other group I think we should thank, and that's you three guys who worked really hard for the last 3 months, madly getting speakers and exhibitors and everything together. So I think we should give these guys a thanks. I've done nothing, so it's all these guys, right?
Oh. Oh, well, I'm just clapping myself. I didn't realise.
Thanks, Chris.
Wow, that was really nice of you.
Thank you very much.
You may stay in the show for another season.
Really?
Had you already picked out his replacement then?
Well,
could be in trouble. Surprise, right, so we are basically done, but there is, some of you may have seen, a party this evening. Gillian's downstairs in the Metreon, ground floor, 8 p.m. And I do believe there may be some free beer of some description.
We shall quaff together.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a great deal of free beer.
Yes, thanks to Google.
Say thank you again to the Google people.
So, yeah.
Who are financing the bar. So I intend to drink until my eyeballs fall out.
I think we're pretty much done, chap.
I think we are pretty much done.
So, that was it. Have a good evening, and we'll see you all tonight in the bar. Thanks
Thank you very much for coming.
If we don't see you tonight, we'll see you next year.